we're back again for another episode of the Grindcast, episode 9. Thank you. You can plug in over here if you want. I mean, I kind of...
Oh, I got a stand over there? I ain't doing that.
You can do it.
I have the stand. I mean, I'm actually going to... I might, yeah. I'm swag surfing. See, this is not in the right position. Anyway, so welcome again. Here we are once again. What were we just talking about? The fucking radiation floating up to Mexico or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, no, Canada.
Right.
Yeah. And,
because of what?
No. Don't say my name over the radio.
I mean, Lemmy.
I don't want people know my name.
I said Lemmy.
So Lemmy, we were just talking about...
How are you doing this?
Who are you? What's your name?
Yeah, who are you? Where's Marcus?
I don't know. Anyway, now seriously, in all seriousness, I wanted to talk to you about...
Are you going up north or down south?
What do you mean? If zombie apocalypse or...
For radiation.
For radiation? Well, you can't go up north because it's fucked up. Yeah, it floats up. You're right. It floats up because of the jet stream.
Yeah, and then we said no. I mean, let me.
You suck, man.
Oh, you guys ever get into that Orgone generator?
That would be one of your jokes.
Marcus, I know you heard about that shit. The Orgone generator?
No. Actually, no. I haven't heard about that.
Chemtrails? Can I create chemtrails or something? Or dilute chemtrails by having an Orgone generator?
Listen, I don't know about the whole chemtrails business.
I don't believe it. I'm just asking.
I don't believe it. I do believe that they're doing something because...
Chemtrails?
You know, yeah. Well, I believe in chemtrails. That's not even a hoax. But chemtrails, contrails, that whole business. Supposedly it helps the fucking atmosphere, you know, the greenhouse effect, so that we all don't, like... bake or freeze. I don't know, because I heard this thing that where, you know, during the hours of 9/11 or the first couple of days after 9/11, there were no fucking planes flying around. So the temperature of the earth, I forget what it was, it either raised or dropped a couple of degrees because...
Lemmy's walking home.
What an idiot.
Lemmy is his name.
Everybody keeps... You guys suck. I'm gonna have to go back and fucking...
This is good.
I didn't notice anything, man.
Whatever.
No, it's because fucking pollution was all fucking up the sunlight, and there was pollution everywhere.
Yeah.
Remember those clouds for days?
Yeah. Actually, hold on a minute. I need my.
I remember my dad.
One second. I'll be right back.
War. This ain't a joke.
Yeah.
All right. You got. You're the host for a minute. I'll be right back.
I was like, I don't believe it. I don't see it.
And then let's take some calls. I'm the host.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Hey, what's up, mate? You got my dollars? Hey, man, it's Wiz My Dollars. You got my dollars?
No.
Who you with? You got my dollars? You know that brown kid? You know that brown kid? Hello?
What's your name again?
You got my dollars, man?
Oh, no, sorry.
Who got my... That guy got my dollars?
No, he might.
It's a video phone. Well...
What happened?
This guy wants his dollars.
You got my dollars,
man? He called me.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I don't
Why'd
know.
You let him in the fucking studio here?
I'm on the phone. Video phone.
He said he paid $2 to get this podcast and it sucks.
I don't know who charged you for it. I don't charge for this podcast, which is why I could say whatever the fuck I want without getting sued.
You got my dollars, though? Who got my dollars over there?
What?
All right, we're hanging up on him. Click. He's out. Thanks.
All right, well, hold on. I gotta move this shit around.
To end it.
Oh, did I end
it? You ended it?
And I ended that call with that guy.
Oh, actually, dude, I can make calls on here if you want to call somebody.
Oh, real calls?
Yeah, real calls.
You mean yeah.
Can we live call Alberto?
Yeah, dude, we can actually call Alberto. Hold
yeah.
On. Right, well,
finally.
Let me get this thing set up.
Saying this for years. Every podcast.
Well, I mean, you might want to call him from your phone.
You gotta call Cracker Deluxe and fucking...
It's gonna be some crazy number. I don't know if he's gonna pick it up.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's one of his fucking bugs.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Girls, whatever.
Let me open the old app here. In the meantime, while this thing loads, I'm gonna introduce the individuals in the room here. We got Mr. Stephen Seagal, McGregor.
McGregor.
I said McGregor. McGregor? Was it McGregor?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. It was McGregor. Good. And over here we have Clementine Sanders Fornal.
Is that a year? She.
And
I go by Clementine Sanders now.
Okay.
I got divorced.
And we've got, of course, over there in the corner, Mr. Morris Shapiro. And then Lemmy.
Michael Manbeef.
Lemmy Michael Manbeef.
Menbeef.
Menbeef? Okay, I'm sorry. I know it's kind of offensive when people pronounce your name wrong.
It is.
But how did you go about living your life with a name like that up until this point?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
That was
he
interesting.
It's normal. And he thinks it's normal.
It's his name.
What are you doing here?
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm trying to make a computer station. You got your fucking pistachio.
She won't let you have a desk in here?
Oh my
god. They have different color pistachios. Are there green?
Desk in here? I've got no room for a desk.
Well, I think
god damn it.
What do you got, green or red?
Green.
Oh, okay.
You know that's taking up a whole corner.
They're kind of like a green.
Right, throw me one.
I'm really bad at throwing.
Sorry, I'm bad at catching.
Alright.
Oh.
Did it really work? That's crazy.
All right.
So what are we talking about?
You plant a pistachio, will a pistachio tree grow? Do they grow in trees?
I don't know.
On trees?
Do they grow on trays?
Aren't they from the ocean?
I don't know.
What's that?
No.
Are they like cranberries?
They're from the ocean?
They're from like water or something. I don't know. Did they grow on water or something?
I don't think so. They might fall into
water. Something to do with water. I remember seeing the commercials and they're always near water.
Red as hell, yeah. No.
Ocean spray.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not.
They're just floating
I'm really
around.
Not.
They're always floating around.
I think they. I don't know.
I'm
I
think the
they
guy
get the
just
flavor
sitting
from the oceanness? I don't know.
Guy sitting in.
Yeah, I'm totally wrong. What?
Yeah, they
what
sit. And then they
and
have a bottle
water.
Floating in.
Do they really? They float on water?
All right. Enough
yeah.
of this bullshit here.
I don't know.
Maybe. That's why I said.
I don't know why they would make that.
I want to talk about.
Or maybe they're right
kind of weird.
Something that I've actually been personally invested in the past. Actually, I invested in last year. Pistachios. Not only pistachios, but Bitcoin. Because apparently that's been making waves.
Yes.
What happened? What is that?
It's at $600.
So you sold it, right?
Oh,
I sold
like
it, but
the
then
bottom
I,
of the wave.
I sold it, but then I bought back because uh-huh. I got scared.
You really bought more back? Are you fucking kidding me?
So wait.
Why did you do that?
See,
how much
you didn't even put any money out to eat or anything. You just put everything back.
Maybe I should take him out. Maybe I should take it out.
Yeah.
How do you guys
that's
get sushi
how you
every
pay
day?
For it.
How do you get sushi all the time?
I pay for it.
No.
I don't care for sushi though, so you know.
So it's really.
I'm not really.
I like sushi
like chicken
too. Buy me sushi.
Right?
Yeah, I usually get the chicken. I get the kids meal when we go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So anyway.
What if he used to go on the half price day?
Yeah,
it's like
true.
Almost every
yeah.
day. Tomorrow.
Sunday, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever thought about making your own sushi?
That'd be
all
cool.
Right.
I gotta get the like little thing.
The little roller thing?
Yeah. I just don't know how to do the rice.
So are you guys calling
it's,
Birdie?
It's
yeah, I thought we were calling Bert. Hold on a minute. I'm just gonna go to a fucking song here and then we'll call Bert. Son of a bitch. See, this is what happens when you don't fucking.
Are you just playing YouTube?
Yeah.
You gotta update your malware.
fuck does that mean?
What's that? Yeah, what is that?
It's true, you do.
Anyway, whatever. This is, fucking... Whatever. This is Defeater.
Kanye West doesn't plan on going.
Shut up. We're back. We're back and better than ever. All right. I don't know if this is going to start feeding back now because I actually have like a thing going.
That sounds cool, man.
But, all right. That's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like a monitor, I guess. All right. We're going to call our good buddy here.
Wait a minute.
His name's Bert.
Hey, Marcus. Put it on unidirectional and face the microphone away from the speakers. And it won't pick it up.
Seems to be okay. Right? Check.
You're gonna have an echo. Once you call him, he's gonna hear you in the background.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Like when you call him, I'm gonna hear an echo. Why don't you put on unidirectional and then face the microphone away from the speaker?
How crazy is this number?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 908265832 7 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Berto, this is the Grindcast. We're going to need you to call us back immediately. Thank you.
If it's called the Grindcast, he'll call back.
I feel like we're in like a supermarket and you're using the...
He's not gonna pick up. He's gonna think it's a telemarketer.
Yes.
I wouldn't pick up. Grindcast. What the fuck was that? A crack
dealer? A crack dealer?
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
You should have said his name, like Alberto Camacho, or whatever the fuck his name
Camacho.
Is.
Camacho.
Why do you want to put his fucking whole name
Camacho.
On there?
Camacho. Call him back and use his name. Otherwise, it won't sound
I'll
personal.
Make them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time. What is Alberto's middle name? Anyone can answer, yeah. If you really want to answer. Just say buzz, man. Come on. All right. How many miners were trapped in the mine in Chile last year? Nobody's buzzing in?
Oh, I didn't know it. Call. He wins.
Correct. That's right. That's how you do it. Number 3.
Oh, yeah. I remember one.
How many days are in 3 years? Is it 1, 2, 3, 6, 5? 12. That's incorrect. I'm sorry, you're out of the game.
Sorry.
There's still 3 players here, though. There's still we still have 3 more players to go, so let's go.
Do we play until
you die. How many days did they actually survive in the movie 30 Days of Night? No, I don't know any answers. You're supposed to know.
Did I get it right?
No.
Oh.
All right, well, now we're in the big money. This is the serious music here. For $64,000, What color?
I get it. My knee grows.
Blue.
It grows.
Black.
Black knee grows. Gets older.
Brown.
Is that your final answer? Who's buzzing? What's Nobody's that? Buzzing in.
I didn't think I was in it.
Buzzing in brown.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
He works in a mate.
That's
Baby
correct. That's correct.
The color?
Yeah, double up. I think it's one of the Disney colors.
Peach.
Clementine sandwich.
Apple. Clementine. Tomato.
I
Which
know.
One doesn't belong?
Buzz.
Three.
You tell me.
What was it, say it again?
Peach. Apple. Clementine. Tomato.
Am
I in it? Yeah, he's
out. Okay. Keep looking at me so I can't answer
it. I'm asking Larry McGill over there.
What?
Which one doesn't
Peach, apple, clementine, tomato.
Buzz apple?
Buzz? Oh, you're buzzing in here.
Is that your final answer? For 64,000 rupees.
Can't replay them.
What happened?
We ran out of time. I'm sorry.
What? He said apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he took too long to find the answer.
Yeah, that's... Sorry. I mean,
that's... Oh,
okay. Read the contract. Well, next time we'll have you back on and we'll see if you can win those 64,000 rupees back. And until then, you're going to have to put your deposit down.
Yeah, probably.
So anyway... This is the part of the show where I want to talk about your dreams. And we have a lot of dreams to talk about today. So, what's your favorite dream that you've ever had? Okay. Next.
Oh, just kind of dream. You
want to
explain it?
What's his name, Bronx?
No, I mean, you could explain. I prefer you for Bronx you to explain up. The dream, but, you know, do what you will.
Well, I got sick in my dream, and then I woke up, and I wasn't sick.
That's his best dream.
So I woke up, and I wasn't sick, so I felt pretty, lucky about it.
That's a pretty good dream.
I never got sick in my dream, and, like, I was like, oh, I'm getting sick now I can't do shit. And then I wake up, and I wake up, and I'm fine.
All right.
Yeah. That was pretty amazing.
Lemmy Meatbag?
No, it's Mike Man Beef.
Oh, okay.
I don't dream, though.
You don't dream?
All right, well, now I want to talk about my dreams. I don't like to talk about my dreams. I mean, I didn't know if you said you didn't want to be part of this.
What?
Put the music back on.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I like that music. Good music.
I mean, that's when you know that you're about to dream. This shit comes on, and then you feel really compelled to float around and. Not you.
One time I had a dream that there was some crazy doll sitting on my toilet, like it was taking a shit, and it looked like an evil doll.
That was me. You peeked into the bathroom window.
It looked like
that was fucking Clementine.
No, this is a long time ago.
fuck.
But, yeah. Any more dreams? What's your dreams like?
My dreams are, you know, I usually dream about, like, regular shit, but then something's really weird.
I have, like, different places I go to, like, similar places that pop up from time to time. And I'm like, well, I'm back here again. And I kind of know the layout.
Yeah.
Yeah, every now and then you get that, like, reoccurring dream where you're like, oh, shit, yeah, I gotta continue doing this shit.
Kind of, but you're not really doing anything.
Yeah. I hate it when you try to run in a dream and you can't. It's like
you're trying to fight.
You're trying to fight. You punch somebody and then you're like, ah. Oh,
slow motion.
I can go fast down the stairs backwards.
Yeah, that's the trick. You got to run backwards. Why is that? I think that's a universal thing.
Sewer can't do it because he's too tall.
Yeah, well,
even in his dream.
Probably right.
I mean, that's...
yeah, it's Clementine Sanders.
Yeah.
Stuart was my father? I don't know. Something?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't really know what to tell you people. But, you know, we're coming up on...
You guys ever get, like, sleep paralysis?
Like, what happened to the millionaire? We played that.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about dreams, man. What do you want from me?
I forgot the what fuck. Doing. Oh, what's that?
This is, I'm just getting the next song ready.
I forgot what we were doing for a second.
fucking, what else did I want to talk about?
You dream about stupid shit and it doesn't do anything.
I dream about just, well, yeah, sometimes.
Oh, I know what those are called. Those are called pipe dreams.
Yes. That's a good one. But, you know, I'm afraid to... I should fucking just cash out my Bitcoin, but I got it a couple years ago when I was working at that fucking weird place, the gun warehouse, and they, that old guy... Old fucking... I'm going to call him Old Samuel, who was an old 74-year-old fucking self-made millionaire in the stock market, and he tried to teach me how to invest or whatever, and I was like, he gave me $400 to invest into Bitcoin, and he was like, here, just let it grow. So it's like, I almost feel like if I cash it out, it's like, you know, it defeats the purpose of the whole thing. But then again, it did go up to fucking $1,200, and I didn't...
What did that old guy do? Does he still have his?
I think so, yeah.
And he's just waiting?
He's waiting, yeah. I sold a little bit back in the day when it was like $300 because it was like $190 when I got it, and then it like went up to like $300 and I was like, holy shit. And then it immediately dropped down to like fucking $90. And I was like, oh, man. And then it was like $90, $60 for like a year. And then finally, like last year, it just exploded and everybody, all this news came out and all this shit happened, and it just went up to like $1,200 and I fucking should have sold. I remember that day you came... buy and you're like, dude, sell that shit, man. You sell it. Alex Jones says it's gonna be fucking the next scam. It's gonna be like the rubles or whatever the fuck it is. The tulips.
Oh, the Holland.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe it is.
What's it at now?
It's at, well, right now, as of this recording time.
600 something.
Right now.
Checked yesterday.
It's 609.
When did you sell it?
Well, I didn't.
Did you make?
I sold it at 7, and then I bought back in at the same time because I was like,
you were thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Because listen, the reason is because I thought if I was going to invest like anything into, for example, FITX or any other security, I also wanted to bet because there is a chance that, now I'm not saying that fucking. This is definitely going to happen, but everybody knows that shit's going down with craziness in the economy, in the world economy or whatever. So who knows? The fucking value of the dollar might drop. And if that's the case, then at least I have one fucking Bitcoin to save my ass when I need it.
Wait. Bitcoins.
The Wawa's got dollar copies.
Are mirrored by the Bitcoins are mirrored by the dollar, though. If the dollar goes down, Bitcoins go down.
Is it? I don't know if it is.
Yeah, it's not backed by anything.
It's not backed by anything, but...
The dollar is backed by equity.
The dollar's backed by... Well, the dollar
is
backed
by... It's not backed by gold, but it's backed
gold.
By...
Gold. Well,
equity.
Yeah, it's not backed by gold anymore, but it's backed by the same thing that Bitcoin is backed by.
No,
The reason we use it is because people are willing to accept a dollar for something,
no,
right?
I'm sorry, my friend. You're wrong.
Okay, so, you know, educate me. This is why we're... All right, you're getting pissed.
No,
go on.
No, I'm not getting pissed. I figured you did the research into this. I thought you knew. Bro, the dollar may not be backed by gold, but that gold... was sold off as equity, mortgages, you know.
That depends on what you
value,
believe.
Value of work. So, yeah, you're right. The dollar isn't backed by a material thing, but it's still backed by debt. It's still backed by equity.
Good old debt.
That's fine. Debt is still something that has to be paid off.
I don't know, man.
I know. I hear what you're saying, but Bitcoins is valued by nothing.
At least I have a stake in something that might be
if
worth something
down,
when the dollar goes down.
If the dollar goes down... Trust me, Bitcoins are going down.
Well, then I could transfer my Bitcoins to fucking pesos and live in Mexico or something.
The problem with the dollar going down is that the dollar is the biggest... It is the market maker for the world. It is the current market maker.
Right.
That's why everyone follows the dollar, even though it's not valued. It's not as valuable as the
yeah, but a lot of people are getting sick of following the dollar, you know?
You're right. That's one of the worst things that can happen right now is that the dollar loses its spotlight and it goes to the yen. Because if that happens, we'll be the next Russia.
Well,
it's true. If the dollar loses, like the war on fucking value right now, which it is the king of value, even though it's valueless.
Right.
It's still the king. Everyone trades by the dollar. Like, we don't see it because we live in the U.S. We could care less. But outside the U.S., the dollar is so important. It's unbelievable.
Right.
So if we lose that, the whole American government is going to collapse, and we're going to be like Russia. We're going to have to fucking...
I think actually most of the listeners right now are from outside the U.S., so... I mean, maybe, eventually. It's going to be there for a while, so yeah. But, you know, if you have any comments, tweet us at the Grindcast and talk about whether or not you think, you know, this shit is legitimate. What the fuck are you laughing at? All right, I'm going to the next song.
Dive in, fuck off! this day so much and thought of so many things I've wanted to say, and now, I can only look at you like the pictures I've spent hours staring at. I don't think I've ever smiled so wide as when you're holding me up. I was given a picture the other day of a past birthday. We were together on our back deck.
I remember. You were covered in powdered sugar from the donuts we were eating. I've always loved watching you smile.
Do you remember the mornings we woke up early to ride bicycles on a boardwalk?
That band was
so
Pianos Become the Teeth, and the song was Houses We Die In. That was a good song. That's actually one of my favorite songs. But, you know, I'd like to continue our keyboard. Actually, I do have a keyboard.
Can I play it?
No, because I don't have fucking power for it. What do you mean? You have your keyboard.
I'm saving my money.
You can't fucking buy a fucking an adapter or something?
I can't buy no adapter.
Do you have batteries?
It takes like 18D batteries. It's like really old.
You don't have an adapter that'll work with it?
It's like a 7.5 volt.
A cell phone charger might work, 7.5.
But it's like a weird, it's a weird plug. Yeah, I don't have any of those. So
I stuck some on the side, but...
I know what you're talking about because I have fucking I have long ball syndrome.
Yeah.
So it's like every now and then you gotta readjust and you gotta sometimes when you're whacking it you gotta do it a little slower because it you know.
But I mean they don't come around often, so like I'm gonna do it in time.
Just get the
balls are like
clean.
Right. I would, but like yeah. I don't know. I don't know
well,
if I want to get
you know
involved
as
that.
Somebody
yeah.
with
I did it before.
Long ball syndrome.
How do you do it? You're like squatting on the toilet and just sitting on the toilet, right? Like a fucking ape.
I keep the mirror there so that I can look at myself and jerk off while I'm standing on the toilet.
Oh man,
it's hard to do both.
You know,
cleanliness.
Yeah.
Snapchat
yeah,
it to people.
I
want to
use.
Sometimes you just gotta.
I just need.
I accidentally Snapchatted you, my dick.
Mold. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Me, I was too.
But, you know.
Did I get
your
back yet?
That's. You know what's your point? Revenge is a dish Beth served.
That's not like, I gotta not get.
Hot and.
Hard. I forgot.
That's what they say. So, I don't have any of my notes, once again, because I didn't write any. So, you had shit written, didn't you?
What?
About, you know, the chanky.
I don't even know. What? No, I didn't write anything, actually.
Have you seen House of Cards?
No, I never watched it.
I haven't seen it. I was expecting you to say that you saw the whole... Apparently, there's this whole new thing on binge watching. That's like the newest craze.
This is good.
Everybody binge watches shit.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, either on Netflix or on anything else.
Yeah. I'm gonna download something and watch it.
I gotta spill some water here. It's only water, though.
That's alright.
It's holy water?
Oh, it's not juice or, like, soda. It's just gonna evaporate to nothing.
I don't think he... But, you know.
Hi.
I don't know what we're doing.
What's up? Are we recording?
What did
you say?
Something about what I'm doing.
No, I said I don't know what we're doing here.
Well, leave the show.
Can we listen to it before we put it on the internet? Make sure it's alright.
How long have we been doing this?
45 minutes. Still got 15 minutes. 15 minutes to go. I know. 45
it's 45 minutes.
No, it is long. That's pretty long.
No, well, it's... You know what? That's what I kept doing.
Oh my god, we gotta edit this real fast. This isn't going on yet.
What do you mean? Oh, because this idiot.
We gotta edit it.
What? I'm an idiot. Everyone's afraid of their own names.
Alright, and start recording now.
Should I put that?
It's just so
welcome to the grind
cast. Welcome to the grind,
bro. Okay, here we go. There's, they have digital condoms now.
What?
And,
what's that mean?
Can you make it with your 3D printer?
And, you know, everything's going digital these days. It's fucking crazy. What are you gonna do? You know there's a machine where you could actually have cyber sex with somebody on the internet?
Really?
Yeah. Like, you have a vagina thing, and then they have, like, a penis thing.
It has, like, fucking...
And you can control their device, and they control your device.
Oh, is it?
So,
is that what that is?
You know, yeah, they could just... It's kind of like your... I guess for long-distance relationships or whatever.
That's kind
of pathetic. You know, there's a lot of people out there. Sometimes it's not somebody for everybody. Sometimes you got to go on the internet. Sometimes you got to jerk off on Omegle and fucking...
It's not the same, though. Having sex with a box...
Yeah,
of course it's not the same, but, you know, in the future it's going to be the same. They're going to have, like, androids that you're going to be able to...
Pathetic. I don't know, like...
But how do you feel about that, though? Like,
hey, Slim Slim.
If you're not in a relationship for...
That's like asking me, do I want to have sex with a fucking robot?
That's like... Would you benefit from having a fuck... Oh, god damn it.
I'm getting out of here. This is...
I'll edit that out.
Seriously, you gotta do some editing.
Yeah, I will.
What's his address again? I forgot.
Alright, start recording now. Welcome to the...
Hey, it's a podcast.
Where's the lighter?
Damn,
I've been walking around town looking for the lighter.
Oh, right here.
Oh.
What was the question?
I don't fucking know anymore, man. This shit's
got me.
You
want to have sex with robots?
Oh, yeah, sex with robots. That's right.
Is it artificial intelligence?
It's a robot, then yeah.
That's up to you. If you want it to be artificially intelligent or if you want it to be just like a fucking mindless sex robot.
It plays Nintendo games, too.
Yeah, what if it played Nintendo with you?
Yeah, if it was funny.
So it had to be... Okay, so we're getting somewhere. If you had a robot that was funny and can play video games with you...
And it wasn't annoying, didn't have too many beeps and buzzes.
Also,
I can't charge it because I don't want my electric
bill. He doesn't want to have sex with R2-D2.
Why the fuck would it have beeps and buzzes? Like,
they're really good there.
Because he thinks all robots are going to be like in Star Wars.
Right, well, she's not going to fucking rip her arm off and be like, I'm a fucking robot. You know, like in Terminator.
Save Sean Connery.
Yeah, shot like Sean Connery.
Save Sean Connery.
I'd have to see
it.
Let me
see
her. Because
I was
down
in Virginia
most. Don't get sick on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then...
I fucking swear to God, man. If I get sick, this idiot over here is sick.
We got it on recording, so I'm trying to start
doing my chest.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Michael Mandeep gets sick.
I kept everything over right here. Well, I shouldn't be on my back, but I just want to get like, solid.
Yeah.
I'm actually recovering from my severe. So, like, I'm like, back to normal.
You only get sick. You're only contagious the first 2 or 3 days.
Well, then that's good for you guys because
there's a lot of shit going on right now. I'm going to have to go back and reassess this.
Mics?
I might just, because this is really just done live, I might just upload this just out of nowhere. Well, no, I gotta edit certain things out. Oh yeah, I gotta keep your social security number on here too, so.
Dude, I'm gonna check this too. If this goes on the internet, it's got any kind of name.
It's gonna, I'm gonna make sure that I have your full name and address on here.
I mean, like.
I'm suing.
Like down my leg?
You can't.
Yeah, like down your entire leg.
Like, what are you going to sue? I ain't got no money. You going to take my Bitcoin?
Take his Bitcoin.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that's a good idea.
Wait till it goes up and then do it.
I don't know.
So you think it's going to go up then?
No.
Okay.
I mean, oh, will it go up?
Maybe.
It's possible. I'm not a fortune teller.
I don't know.
I think at some point, though, it's gonna go up and it's going
to
crash.
I didn't go to school for.
Well, I mean, like it's been doing, but whatever.
There's no doubt about its volatility. That it can go up and down.
That's not good to be listening to different conversations.
No, it's going to be horrible when we listen to it later on.
Like in and out, man. I don't know.
Hello, my name is Michael.
I feel like
we're
just broken up.
It's all talk about
I would have turned it off by now. That's all.
Well, listen, we got 10...
I thought it was just getting good.
We got 10 minutes left. Unless this turns into...
Free-for-all, right?
This is a free-for-all, basically. I mean, that's what it's turned into. I don't care anymore.
So, do you guys ever think about making board games?
Yeah. Actually, I had an idea for a board game a couple years ago, but I don't know what it is now. But
like Nemi and I talked about doing like a Guess Who.
Oh,
you guys ever play Guess Who? But like with all people we know.
Yeah, we have to flip.
Like we're gonna do a wine library Guess Who.
It'd oh,
be
nice.
So easy though. You'd be like, did he ever steal wine? Oh,
are you the reason I'm fired?
Well, no, if it was, did he steal wine, probably half the card.
Yeah, we all do.
Everybody would be, end of the game.
Yeah.
You can keep my copy of that.
Who shat? Who shat in the fucking bathroom floor?
Really.
Then it would be like 3 or 4 people.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that happened a lot.
Excuse me, what?
People shit in like the bathroom floor, like they totally miss the seat. Like they shit right next to it. I don't know, it was pretty funny.
How did that even happen?
Because like they went somewhere to go shit, but they missed.
They just like had to go so bad, and they're going as they're pulling their pants down, probably.
Nah, you think so? I think they did it
how
as
else
a.
How do you miss?
Yeah, I'm not using any of the cool fucking things I downloaded. Check this out.
I think you did it on purpose. It's a fucking wine library.
Put the speakers on.
How could you make it to the bathroom but not make it like 2 inches over?
There was a messy one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was probably done on purpose because that's pretty clever. Like, hey, they shit on the floor, not the toilet.
Wait, Terry, someone else. Steve Nigregor.
Nigregor.
I've been seeing a girl that makes urine and poop art.
What?
How's it going?
Is that true?
It sounds like you're in trouble.
You're in deep
poop.
Oh,
this thing is hot, man. What are you giving me here?
Wait, is that the Wawa girl? Is she
thinks
you're
really
feet?
Going out with that girl. He's like, touch me.
I don't want
but I haven't watched that show in a while.
What show?
Oddities.
Oddities?
Yeah, yeah.
Forgot about
it? They got people that make poop art, urine
art. They got some weird people there.
They sell skulls and shit.
Art in my
like
school.
Human skulls and stuff.
So
he
weird.
Did. He got where's expelled for it because.
In New York and there's one.
Hello, poop art.
Cafeteria area. And.
Oh my god, that was peeking, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to normalize this so people don't freak out.
No. Actually, there wasn't.
Does that have to be fresh?
No, it was just some lady that came into the show. You ever see that show?
No, I have no idea what
it's like Pawn Stars, but with oddities.
There's like some weird shit that happened there.
No one would think that she said
was it dry?
Yeah.
I mean, it was obviously not. Yeah.
Some dude stuck the horn up his butt.
What? That sounds
like
a conversation going on.
Yeah.
Thing.
What
happened? That's what I heard.
Pick up the phone!
Boston.
Whoa.
Fuck Boston.
This is my school.
Playing horns out of butts?
What was he doing? What?
He's
someone
doing
fucked
like
the
some
horn.
Performance art thing, and he put the rhino horn up his butt.
In front of people?
I'm assuming. So I wasn't there. I just heard about it.
He said someone pooped in a cup at lunch one day.
Ew.
I don't know if it was during lunch.
Oh.
It was during like the performance.
Did you see that guy that sat on the jar and like broken his ass?
Oh.
Did you see that video?
No,
dude,
that's awesome.
That's him.
Dude, this dude has been obsessed with that video. I've heard you talk about that video at least fucking 10 times. This is number 11. But no, that's a fucked up thing. I never even saw it, but I know what you're talking about. One guy, one jar. I'm not putting it on. Fuck that.
It's fucking horrible, man. The bottle breaks in his ass and he starts bleeding from his asshole and everything.
I heard that.
That kid's famous now.
You saw it
in your ass.
Yeah, that guy's famous because I fucking heard that guy died from that, but I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know. That's probably a meme. I was in the
That shit looked bad, man.
Did you guys ever see the Pan Olympics?
Yes, I have.
Did you see the tryouts?
No.
They're worse. It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah, man.
It's a compilation.
I haven't seen that.
Is that like...
What is it?
I saw one on Tosh where that one dude fucking shot his nut off.
The winner on the Pan Olympics cut off his balls. Did he cut off his dick or his balls?
Something.
No,
like
I think
that.
he shot his fucking nut off.
Your eyes.
No, like
Steve,
you can see it in the
video.
He like cuts it. He cut something.
You have those Stevie eyes.
That's so Steve.
Oh, it was his balls.
Typical Steve.
Yeah, he cut off his balls.
Yeah,
what?
Were, like,
Jesus Christ.
Balls
you can see
grip,
it. You can see the video.
And vice
Jeepers
grip,
creepers.
What?
Yeah, it was really fucked up.
Oh, God. But the runner-ups were the worst, though. Oh, man. They were, like, compressing their balls until, like,
for nothing. For
popping.
What?
Like crazy things.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, they just pop them out like.
Boop. Oh man, that was bad.
It
was like,
it was fucked up.
It was like
hard.
two or three
they
minutes.
Popped them out.
Why would that happen?
Like,
why would they do that?
Get off
go.
And
stop!
Shit.
I'm going home.
I gotta go.
I want some pizza.
It was bad. It was bad.
You want some pizza?
That means you want pizza.
No.
What's his name? Put it on at a party when we were leaving.
I mean, like.
Oh, that's like secret work for leaving
this pizza.
All right. Well.
You want to order pizza?
We should get some food, though.
All right, well, I guess we're ending the podcast because we're going to go and get some fucking food.
I thought it was called the podcast.
I
don't know, but how long has it been going?
It's about time. It's about that time.
Podcast time?
No, it's about that time, you know? I mean, like, I just got
to
find...
This is where we to say our final thoughts?
Yeah, we're going to say our final thoughts. This is about that time.
Didn't Jerry Springer used to have a thing with final thoughts?
Right.
Alright. Let's end it.
Well.
Is there like happy ending music?
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Well, this is the end, and I'm just gonna fucking tell everybody I love you. It's not the end. It's not the last podcast I'm gonna do, but it's the end of this one, and it's the next one. I promise I'll have notes for the next one. I promise, and it won't be a mess.
This one will be out of here. I'm sure everybody.
I'll tell you mice.
Headphonica. Spektrum. Sehr viel.
zu partizipieren. Kunst machen ihren experimentellen Charakter.
Musik machen ihren experimentellen Charakter.